Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to ioloradio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Woo! Okay, it's Friday, and I'm excited because, not just because it's Friday, but because the business is growing so fast. We've got so many merchants out there now that are really getting excited because they're finding out that Iolo really works for them. It's affecting their bottom line. They're getting paid within 48 hours, and their customers are happy. Really, really exciting news. I've got Mr. Donnie Crisp on board this morning. How are you, Donnie?
Tony, doing great this morning, man. Great. How about yourself?
Doing really good. One of my merchants called me last night, and he had customers that they were buying $2,000 worth of cell phones, the Iolo Easy Way to Pay. I tell you what, man, that's exciting when you get that. When you hear those merchants getting excited that this is something that can help them improve their business, I tell you what, Donnie, that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder to sleep at night because there's more and more excitement building. And, you know, Bud Nemeth and the team are on the road. I don't know if they're going to get a chance to join us this morning or not, if they're held up in a hotel or, you know, what might be going on. I think I see Mr. Rodney Cox on his phone here. How are you doing this morning, Rodney?
Doing fantastic, Tony. How are you?
Doing good, man. It's Friday. We're excited. And another great week, pay week. You know, people are making money with Iolo this week. The independent agents in the field are scoring some bucks. The merchants are happy. The customers are thrilled. I know you guys had a big night in Atlanta last night. You got a little background noise there, brother, but you want to fill us in on what's going on with you guys on the road?
Tony, this is Bud. How are you?
Doing good, Bud. Doing really well.
Great. Well, I know you've made that trip from Nashville to Atlanta before, and you know there's some areas where we're not going to have a strong signal. So I'm going to say what I need to say, hopefully the first 5 or 10 minutes, and then if you lose me, I apologize. But after that, we'll just mute out and stay on as long as we can. But we're in those areas where we're probably going to lose signal soon. But, yes, had a phenomenal time in Atlanta last night. Got to spend some great quality time with an awesome group of agents, and I'll share a couple of stories from that. Also, we are headed back to Nashville. We are going to do some more filming and some videos and such, so a lot of good things to look forward to. Next week's going to be an awesome week. Plus, Tony, there's a lot of guests I'd like to have you interview on the phone, just from the people that we've spent time with this week and such. Give you a quick follow-up to yesterday. Yes, quick follow-up to yesterday's story where we had one of our agents in the field in Georgia, and she was at a jewelry store, I believe, and then there was another person there representing another company. That other person is now officially an Iolo agent and representing Iolo and is thrilled to go talk to, represent us out in the field. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, isn't that great? A couple other things I want to share is, one, real quick, if you are an agent, and again, I'm not talking to most of the agents that are listening to this call because you are plugged in. I get it. But I understand there's agents in the field that saw this. Somebody introduced it to them, maybe not properly, but they introduced it to them. They saw it. They liked it. Hey, it's free to join. Great. I'm going to go take some flyers and hand them out. And literally, that's all they do. Without getting themselves trained or up to speed or anything, we had a call yesterday in the corporate from an agent who said, I got a call from a merchant who I dropped the flyer off to, and he wants me to come sign him up, and I don't know what to do. Can somebody at corporate walk me through everything with him there? And the response was absolutely not. And so I want to make sure you guys understand, we do not work as agents. We do not work for corporate. And corporate is not, our business model is not set up for that. If the field wants it to be set up for that, we're going to have to change our compensation plan to permit that, which means take money out of our pockets. That is not what we want to do. So again, you have to, if you are going to decide you want to build an agency, and again, I apologize, we don't have this done. Hopefully next weekend we'll have our webinar on building a successful agency, and we can have the details laid out for everybody. But you can't just let somebody register and then send them out in the field. I mean, we cannot, corporate cannot do that. Corporate's position is to take care of and spoil our customers and our merchants. It's our job as agents to bring ourselves up to speed. So, that, you know, I apologize for having to deal with that, but please do us a favor, because we do not want to go away from this business model, you know, so that we can pay people at corporate to do that job. That's not what we're looking to do. But on the other hand, Tony, we did get to spend a lot of time with agents last night who we're sharing with. And actually, we have agents, Ray Walden, phenomenal guy, building Sugar Ray, we call him, building a huge team, teaching his group. He went out and actually did some merchant calls with his people and then got to do live on the, you know, on the job training, which is perfect. If you're going out and you have another agent in your area on your team, you should never go out alone. You guys should always go out together. But a few things, when we were out in the field yesterday, Tony, we went into a mall and there were stores in the mall that had posters everywhere for two of our competitors. I mean, jewelry stores that had two of them side by side. And literally, so some people might think to themselves, well, I'm not going to go in here because they already have these two and they're big posters and this and that. And you know what? Even though we're getting our posters and we'll have all that stuff available soon, I personally don't even care if they put our poster up. I mean, it's all over the store, no credit check, great. My goal would be to get in there and say, hey, I see you offer MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and American Express, and I also see you offer these two no credit check programs. We have another no credit check program. And a great question, Tony, is let me ask you, do these two companies approve all of your clients? And obviously they're going to say no. So say, well, listen, we have another option for you. You can put in right here side by side. You know, I don't even care if you put information up, but when you're running your customers through, now you'll have another option. So get your foot in the door, get them enrolled, and then as you are spending time with your merchant, as you're training the staff, as you're dropping off donuts and coffee and spending time with them, you will move up that ladder, because they don't have those other agents that are doing that with them, okay? The other agents are in there. A lot of times they don't even go in. They do it by phone, by email, and they just say, hey, good luck. And they've got training available, but they just, you know, not like the hands-on that we offer through our, you know, local independent agents. So that's huge. A couple other things, and we had some people that shared with us, you know, their approaches and what they were doing. So I want to address that. I met a phenomenal agent last night. He's going to have so much success. And even if you do it wrong long enough, Tony, people are going to get back to you and say, hey, I want what you got. Okay, when they go and visit our website and see all the, everything that we have to offer, and understand that we don't charge them money, they're going to want what we have. But, you know, we don't want you out in the field going to 10, 15, 20 stores getting those and then keep going. Obviously, if you're getting that many no's, there's something that you could probably tweak. And again, we'll have these training modules available soon. But one of the things, we had one of our agents walk in and he said, hey, let me ask you a question. Would you like to increase your sales? Well, immediately, Tony, and you know from the sales industry, when that happens, a wall goes up right in front of that vendor, that merchant. You know, they put the walls up because they're so used to salespeople coming in and wanting to put their hands in their pockets. You know, they want, oh, okay, what's this going to cost me typically? So even though that was followed up by, it's not going to cost you a thing, and even though this agent is going to have success and already has stores that he's going to probably bring on this week from that method, just tweaking it a little bit, and I'm going to give you two approaches, and then I think hopefully I can get through these without you losing us. You still got me?
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I wonder how long I'd be talking to myself. Okay, so two quick approaches. One is the direct approach, folks, and this works. I mean, obviously, the more you're out in the field, the more you're going to get experience and understand this. But if you see other competitors' information in the store rent-to-own options, then you can go in and take the direct approach, and you can take the direct approach even if you don't see any competitors' POS material. You can go into a store and ask them, and again, you're not going to come off as a salesman initially with this question, but ask them, hey, let me ask you, do you guys offer a rent-to-own or, you know, a no-credit check financing option like a rent-to-own or lease-to-own? Ask them directly. The merchant or whoever you're talking to doesn't know your next question. They might think, oh, okay, this guy doesn't have the cash. This guy probably can't qualify for our financing. He wants to know if we have an alternative. And they're going to say one of two things, Tony. Either, yes, we do, and they can tell you who it is, or you can already see who it is, or no, we don't. If they don't, then you can say, if he says, no, we don't offer anything. So the question would be, well, do you have 5 minutes that I can introduce you to an option that could, a solution for you to take customers who can't qualify for your traditional financing or may not have the money up front, how to convert those customers to sales? So, again, that's the direct approach. The indirect approach could be just a question. You know, the more you ask questions, the more you're going to glean, the more information you're going to be equipped with. But to go in, Tony, and ask, you know, just look around and ask him, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you guys have a financing option here? Yeah, we have, and a lot of them will stay synchronous. There's, you know, somebody like a bank, Cap G, Capital, whatever. And so the question could be, here's a great question. Do they approve all of your customers? Because they're all going to say no. Of course they don't approve 100% of their customers, especially traditional financing. So the next question would be, well, what do you do with those people that get turned down for traditional financing? How do you make a sale to them? And if they say, well, we really have no option, well, how would you like it if I could show you a solution that wouldn't cost you a penny but could help you convert those people into sales? And what are they going to say? No? And again, folks, some people, it has nothing to do with the program or with you. It's just some people are closed-minded. They're not open to anything. That's fine. Just move on. But you are going to put yourself in a better position for success if you walk in and you do not come off as a salesperson, number one. And number two, when they say, and this is real important, Tony, when somebody says, yeah, I'd like to see some more, I've got a few minutes right now, ask them, put value on what we have because it is valuable. It has helped merchants increase their business up to 50% and more. So, yes, it's huge, could be huge and very valuable to them. Is don't say, okay, well, just in between customers. But that's not fair. It's not fair to them and it's not fair to you. To show your program that way. So I don't go into a merchant expecting that they're going to sit down with me at that time. In fact, if they're working a shift and making sales, I don't want them to sit down with me at that time. I want their full, undivided attention for 10 minutes, period. Because in 5 of those minutes, I'm going to press play and show them a video. I'd like to take them out of their element. I'd like to take them to Panera Bread or to, you know, offer to buy them coffee or a bagel or lunch or whatever the case may be, or on their meet with them on their day off. But I want 10 minutes of their undivided, uninterrupted attention. And in that time, rather than me trying to blurt everything out, I'm just going to push play. That gets all the points across that I want them to. And if it, the only thing I can do after that is I just have to answer questions. So, again, consider what I shared with you. That is working tremendously for those agents in the field that are using it. It's duplicatable. You can teach it to your organization, to your agents in your agency, and they can duplicate that. And it's just, it's great to be able to get out there. And again, the agents are so appreciative when they say, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I understand. I can see. So I hope we've triggered some light bulbs here, Tony. But that's really all I have to share. There's a lot of things that are going to be going on over the weekend. You'll see updates and changes in your back office. And again, we'll get our videos posted as soon as we can. We're actually putting together a whole course that you can go through piece by piece that will help you bring yourself up to speed.
Fantastic, Ben. You know, that's really inspiring. I know we've got a lot of new agents every day that are joining the radio show, and we want to say welcome. Good morning. Our phone number is 718-664-9145. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Bud Nemeth. He is on the road, taking it to the street today. He and his partner, Rodney Cox, are just coming back from Atlanta, Georgia. And I know you've got a little bit of an issue with, being in the hinterland, so to speak, on your cell phone signal, Bud, but we really appreciate all those special tips that you're just sharing with us, and I hope everybody's taking good notes on that. This is really very valuable information, guys, and that's what the show's about, is helping you to become more effective in the field. I'd like to roll on forward here. I know we've had a few people that had their hand raised, and sometimes, you know, your phone might trigger for you to be on the show. You raise your hand by hitting 1 on your phone, and if you don't, you know, if you hear that or if you think you've done it, you can take your hand down by hitting 1 again. But let's go to area code 929, the last 4 digits, 4618. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hey, good morning, Bud. Good morning, Joe. How you guys doing? Barry calling from New York. Always excited to be on, always excited to get on the call. My comment today is, well, my question for today is, when you go out in the field, I'm getting ready to go out in the field, what are some of the biggest objections are you getting from a merchant?
Well, that's an interesting question, and everybody's getting something different. I'm gonna tell you why, Barry. What I've come to understand about us as people is that we create our own obstacles, literally. You know, if we have a fear about something, every time we approach somebody, they will manifest that fear for us. In other words, if I've got an objection to a price, then somebody, every time I go to try to sell something to somebody, they're going to tell me that it's too expensive. We really create our own obstacles. But the biggest objections that you might find out there is, you know, that they don't believe it, or that it's too good to be true, or whatever the case may be. But if you are asking the questions and if you're staying in control of the conversation, then, you know, you're going to get past those obstacles. And the very best way to get that done is to have that flyer in your hand. Let them go, you know, the new website, the Iola, you know, website for the merchants is phenomenal. It really is. It's going to handle almost all of their objections. Guys, if you're not directing them to the website, you're really missing out. You're really seriously missing out, because it's going to educate them for you. It's going to handle almost all the objections that they might have. And let's be honest, Barry, it's free. It doesn't cost them anything to take a look. It doesn't cost them anything to sign up with you as one of your merchants. And it doesn't cost their customers anything to apply for credit. And they get paid within 48 hours. And none of our competitors, literally our competitors, are not offering this. They're charging fees. They're charging application charges to customers. They're charging the merchants. They take a long time to get their customers approved, and their approval rates are considerably lower than ours. You got lots of benefits and features, but one of the main things that I will promise you that you're selling when you're out there as a professional salesperson is, first and foremost, you're selling yourself. If you're not, you know, if you're not gracious, if you're not smiling, if you're not happy, if you don't show energy, if you don't show excitement about what you're doing, if you're not informed about your product, that is, if you haven't done the homework, that is, Bud keeps telling us, right? And we know this is what we need to do. Go in your back office and go through those 10 steps. Be sure that you trained yourself first. Those are what those are going to be your biggest obstacles, truly, because if you go out there and you look like, because inside you know, hey, I haven't done this, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, that's an energy that you're going to communicate that to your prospect. You're going to communicate that to the merchant. So be prepared, be happy, be excited, be clean, be looking good. Go out there and let them know that you're happy to represent this company and you've got something they want. People want to join in when they find something that's very, very exciting. Thanks for the question this morning, Barry. I really appreciate you calling in at the radio show. Guys, our calling number is 718-664-9145. My name is Tony Williamson. I'm your host today. And Mr. Donnie Crisp is on board. We got Bud Nemeth traveling on the road today. I'm going to go to area code 601. Last 4 digits, 1554. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. I'm trying to go through this, Don, over in Mississippi. Went online and tried to go through all the prompts and stuff. Number 5 is a 2-hour video. I'm unable to get in. I don't know what it is with mine, but other computers, I'm allowed to do other stuff. And on this one particular one, I don't know if anyone else has had the problem. I wanted to make sure I understood all the stuff before I go approach merchants and look like an idiot. I know Kerry had come up here and help me explain it, but I'd like to go through it myself. But I'm just wondering if anybody else has had problems with that.
Well, thanks for the question, Don, and thanks so much for working with us out there in Mississippi. Actually, I have heard that some people have said that they've had some trouble with it, but it's really got more to do with the device that you're using, the operating system that you're using. As an example, on my system, I've not had any problems. I've got two or three systems here in the house, and I've not had any problems on my Apple computers or my Windows computers. Depends on how old your operating system is, whatever. I would say, you know, keep trying it. Sometimes if the internet service provider is really slow, if your connection's slow, you know, or if you're in a high traffic period of the day, that also might hinder it. But for the most part, I'm not seeing anything. I don't know, Bud, if you're hearing that, if you want to speak to that, but as far as I know, it's working properly. All right, let's keep moving. Let's go to area code, and thanks for the question, Don. Let's go to area code 716, the last four digits, 1888. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hey, can you hear me now? I think I was muted.
You were, but we got you. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, this is Bill over in very cold Buffalo, New York today, but I wanted to just kind of chime in. I've had a lot of my agents that I've been working with, getting them up to speed for the last 2 months, over the last couple of days, really pounding it out there, and there's a lot of activity going on. And one of the things I'm noticing, and I'm sure this is happening with other people around the country, is you have to kind of be careful a little bit of overselling that merchant because of how new we are. And one of the biggest things that I'm seeing is we've got a lot of people promising the merchants that literature, and right now it's on back order or they're redoing it, whatever's happening, and you're kind of setting yourself up for failure there. Because what happens is you get that merchant signed up, he's gung-ho to go, but now what he wants to do is wait on that literature. So, well, as soon as I get that literature, I'll start pushing this out to the rest of the my customers. And I've been watching this, you know, over the last probably 30 days, little by little, where merchants are signing up, and I think we shoot ourselves in the foot because of the way that we're approaching it. Instead of basically taking a little different approach, which is what I wanted to share today, is something that I've started working with people over the last couple of days to take a little different approach with that merchant and even leave him some of your flyers. Because that gives him something that he can show people. And if you're doing it the way that we were taught, where on the back you're putting the customer application, he can use that very easily when he talks to your customer. So what I just wanted to share, that don't set yourself up where people are going to say, when I get the literature, I'll start doing it. And the best way to do that is to say, hey, look, this is the way our program works, and we will be sending you out some literature down the road that you can use as table tents or posters or whatever it is that you want to do. But in the meantime, let's get you started the proper way. And then eventually we'll have that so that you can have it up just like you have all of our competitor stuff up. So I wanted to throw that out there because I know I've been getting this call day in and day out where people are saying that they're not ready to go, that, you know, they're signing the merchant up, but they're not going to go back and see that merchant until they get the literature. And I just don't think that's in your best interest, because they can start doing deals right away with or without the literature. So I just wanted to kind of pass that along to everybody, because I know I've been getting that a lot from my team. So.
Fantastic, Bill. Thanks for the advice, man, and it's always good to have you on the show. We really appreciate your voice here. Also, I want to just add that, you know, what I've been telling my merchants, Bill, is that, you know, I just say everything you need is online, and you let your customer fill out the app right here. And they say, well, do they need to have access to my computer? I said, well, you can have them. You can print up a form and have them print out, you know, fill out a form if you want to, an entry form. It's whatever you want to do. But everything you need is online. It's all right here. There's no place that you need to go. by the way, you know, if you really have a merchant that has to have some literature, whatever, you know, the PDF files for that literature is in the back office. You can download that. You can put it on a flash drive and give it to your merchant, and they can go have some stuff printed out if that's a stumbling block for them. But I'm like you, Bill. I'm just saying, you know, let's just keep moving ahead. You know, this stuff, I don't highlight anything that I can't present them with right now. I mean, that's just my personal strategy. I want to, you know, exceed their expectations, and I don't want to overpromise. So I want to overdeliver and underpromise. It's a saying that we have, right, as true professionals, and that's exactly what we want to do with our customers.
So, Tony?
Yeah, we got you, but you're making a lot of noise. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not in a great area. But I just wanted to comment on that, too, because the point Bill brought up is phenomenal. Can you hear me? Because I don't have a good signal.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's where the rubber meets the road. It comes down to the staff who is making the sales to the customers. I don't care if you have 20 banners and posters and signs and neon lights in there. A certain percentage will ask. It will inspire a certain percentage of people to ask. But where the rubber meets the road, where sales are going to be made, is when those employees at that location are trained properly to incorporate Iolo into their daily method of operation, into the conversation with every sale. That is where you're going to have the most results, is when they're trained and they're talking to the customer, and the customer says, well, I'd really like this. And even if they hand a credit card, say, listen, before you pay, have you heard about our new no-credit check rent-to-own payment option, the monthly payment option? Would you be interested in that? Folks, when you understand, we are literally less than credit cards, and most people pay with credit cards. But we can show you on paper, and we will have that paper document available in your back office. It will typically cost the average person a lot less money to use us, even the full term, than it would to pay off a credit card. With the standards that are, you know, the metrics that are out there published in the industry for credit cards. But the other big key there, and if you have the merchant trained right, is that it costs them. We were with a merchant last night, and he had a $10,000 sale with something that they paid on their American Express, and it cost him $347. He didn't price that item to include a $347 fee that he would have to pay out. So that's what it costs the merchant. You ask the merchant, hey, if I could write you a check for all the merchant processing fees you've paid in the last 5 to 10 years, would that make you happy? Oh, my gosh, of course it would. Well, I can't do that, but I can show you a way not to have to pay those fees for the next 5 and 10 years. And let me introduce you to this program. So, you know, the materials are great, Tony, and my goodness, I'm excited. The company we're working with to produce those is phenomenal. And we will have all the bells and whistles and banners and posters and flyers. I'm trying to get neon lights done, too. But that is just a very tip of the iceberg. Where the rubber meets the road and where you guys are going to get paid is when the staff is talking about Iolo. That's all I had to say. But great point, Bill.
Thanks so much, Bud. Appreciate it, Bill. All right, guys, let's go to area codes 801, the last four digits, 2049. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you loud and clear.
All right. Hey, thought that I had, one of the questions I'm getting all the time is, you know, how do you guys compare it to the other financing companies? And since I'm a little new in this industry, you know, I'm just coming up to speed on that. And I think a lot of us are coming up to speed on that. Is there a way, like, for example, I hear things like, what's that 100-day zero percent interest is gone, it immediately jumps up to 70% interest at that point. And there's various things that are going on, lots of games that are going on that makes it kind of confusing if you're not a math genius. Is there a way that we could have like a site that plugs in some of the things that we're finding out in the field? Because as we know, not everything is black and white. Like, for example, some companies are offering deals, so one merchant might get from the same financing company, they might get this deal, and this is what they're doing for their customers, whereas another merchant is doing something different with that same company. But still, even so, I mean, if we even had just the hearsay of what we're hearing out there, place that we could kind of go to study up what the competition is doing, you know, because it's not going to be fully black and white, but at least it gives us a feel for what's happening from our competition, so we have to be able to educate ourselves a little quicker. Is that a possibility?
Well, everything's possible, but I'm sorry, what was your name? Where are you calling in from?
Matt Johnson from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, Matt. Thank you, man. That's right. We talked the other day, and thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to say this, okay, and take it for what it's worth. For every minute that you spend focusing on your competition, you're losing a minute focusing on your customer. You can't do both. If you're focused on your competition, you're not focusing on your customer, and your customer is who we need to focus on. When we're trying to make ourselves comparable to our competitors, we are in a game of competition, okay? And when we're doing that, we're putting we're immediately trying to defend ourselves, okay? And we're automatically putting ourselves in a defensive posture when we try to compare ourselves to competitors. So you know what I tell my customers, what I tell my merchants? I say, you know what? I don't know anything about the competitors. I don't care about the competitors. I care about you. And here's the deal. I immediately grab their attention by saying, if they say the word finance, I immediately say, you know what? This got nothing to do with financing. We don't do financing. This is a rent-to-own program. Here's the deal. We buy the product from you. We pay you immediately, and then your customer rents it from us. You get paid 100% of what you're selling it for, and we deal with the customer. No chargebacks, no returns, no BS. This is so simple. If we make it complicated by getting into this trying to defend our position, we're automatically creating a barrier between ourselves and that customer. I want to stay focused, Matt, on my customer's concerns. What are your concerns? And he says, well, what about this other company over there? I said, I don't know. If you want to do that work, do that work. I'm just telling you that there's nobody out there that you're going to find that can be comparable to what we're doing, but I'm not focused on my competition. I'm focused on you as my customer. So that's my own personal strategy, and I'm just going to tell you, you know, Matt, that works really, really well. Now, if you guys want to send stuff to Iolo, obviously you can. We've got a website that Bud talks about all the time. It's called input@ioloit.net, and you can send emails there and just put your suggestions out there. You know, put your ideas out there. Send some pictures up there, man. We need some pictures. I want to get some more pictures on our radio show up here. And I know Bud and those they're doing a collage, and we got a big Iolobration coming up here. Just literally, it's going to be happening quick. I mean, it's going to be happening really quick. And so, you know, just we really want to get all the input from you that we can. Great question, Matt. I'm just sharing my personal thoughts on that. But I got to tell you, you know, I really try to focus on my customers and not on my competition. Let's go to Hawaii. Hello, Hawaii, this morning. Good morning, Izzy. Are you there?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having this call. I wanted to see if, you know, you guys are putting out, you know, a lot of great content. And you know, I just had a little suggestion, you know, on the Iolo radio, maybe we could have a set theme and like what we're going to talk about. And when you guys post it on Iolo radio, then that would be a great place, a resource to like fall back on. You know, like every day we should have like a specific topic and just, that would be a great tool.
How boring, Izzy.
Why
then
not?
Then we wouldn't get a chance to hear your ideas. This is your radio show, you know. It's another great suggestion, Izzy. Thanks so much. I know it's early out there. Have you had your coffee yet, man?
Oh, man, we have the best Kona coffee you'll find. It's nice and fresh.
I bet. Izzy, we're always excited that you're calling in the radio show, my friend. That's another good suggestion. You know, we'll put it in the hopper. That's what this line's about. That's what this show's about. This is Open Line Friday. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Let's go to area code 323, last four digits 0819. Wait a minute, I can't get you live here. Okay, there you are. Good morning. 323-0819. You're live on the radio. Okay, or you're not. Okay, we're going to go to area code 602, the last four digits 2559. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Gary out in Colorado.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. I need a little bit of clarification. On previous calls, we have spoken of the merchant collects the first payment about 21%. Then I listened to the new video on the merchant portal, and I thought I heard no down payment. Could you clarify, please?
Yes, it's not a down payment. A down payment, and thank you, Gary, for that question. That's a great question. And sometimes it can be really confusing when we're seeing these different terminologies. But let's talk about a financing deal, okay? A financing deal might include no payment for 90 days, and then the financing kicks in. Or, pay a down payment now, and at a certain interest rate, we'll finance it over a period of so and so many months or years or whatever it is. That's financing, okay? So the word down payment is associated with financing. But what we're involved with, and this is our business, is called RTO, rent to own. There's no such thing as a down payment. There's only a monthly rental, okay? A monthly rental. And this is the distinction. It may look like, that you're paying something up front. Well, yes, you are. If you go to a rental house, you're renting a ditch digger over at the hardware store, I guarantee you, you're going to pay a rental payment today to rent that for the next week or the next month or whatever it is. So we need to look at this. We, as agents in the field, need to see this clearly in our own mind so that we can communicate it effectively to our merchant. Our merchants' customers are not paying a down payment. They're paying the first month's rent to them immediately. And that's the that's the language that I use when I'm training my merchant. And here's the, let's talk about how does it look. I'm just going to use a simple example. Here's a $500 phone, okay, or cell phone or whatever it might be. Let's say it's $500. Our factoring is not a finance charge. It's a factoring charge, okay? It's different language because we're not in the financial industry. We're in the rent-to-own industry. We have a factoring formula, okay? And I'm just going to say it's roughly, 200%. In other words, if I purchase a phone and I want to get this phone, I'm not purchasing, actually. I'm renting it, right? But if I get this from the merchant and it's $500, by the time I pay it off, it's going to be close to $1,000. Okay, now that is actually quite a bit lower than somebody would be paying, as an example, for a credit card. If they did that on a credit card and made the minimum payment for the next 15 years, they're going to pay close to $2,000 for that same item. But what we're talking about is rent to own, right? So that first payment, and it's going to be divided by 9 months, so I'm going to simply take, I'm going to take the cost of what it is. Let's say it's $500. I'm going to double it. And I'm going to say, okay, that's $1,000. And so then I'm going to say, okay, I'm divide that by 9. I usually round it off to 10 and say, make it easy for me to do the math. And so now I know that first payment is going to be a little over $100, right? That's all. And so that first rental payment is $100 and some change, whatever that may be. And that's what my merchant's going to receive immediately right then and there, okay? The customer walks out the store. He now has a contract in hand. He is also a new rent-to-own customer with Iolo who's going to take care of him from that point on, and the merchant receives the rest of his money. So if he'd received $100 in my example, then he's going to receive the product was $500, right? The merchant's already received $100 in my example. The merchant's going to receive the balances, which is another $400, within the next 48 hours. And the merchant's happy. He's on to the next sale. He's not really concerned about, what goes on with that customer beyond this, because he's on to his next sale. He's already gotten all of his money. He's gotten paid. So it's the language that we're using that's really important, because what we're talking about is not a down payment. It's the first month's rent, okay? And that's why we're saying there's no down payment, because guess what? There's no financing. But Gary, I really appreciate your question. I know we're going a little long here, but I want to take maybe one or two more questions. Let's go to area code 404. This is Atlanta, Georgia, I believe. Area code 404, last four digits, 4262. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
How you doing, Mr. T? You doing all right this morning?
Yes, sir. Doing very, very well. I'm so excited that it's Friday. I don't know why. You know, is that does Friday get you excited too? Because I don't know. Is it just Friday or what? But I know I'll be working all weekend, but I can't help it. I like Fridays.
Yeah, I'm kind of super excited. I just want to say my name is Slim Wright, and I'm that guy that got the Atlanta number, but I'm in Austin, Texas.
I thought you might be.
I just wanted to say I'm super glad we have this show. It's kind of I look forward to getting on it. I mean, I just block everything out just to get on it because I learned so much. But I just wanted to say to everybody that's out there, I've been in this over with the company about 3 weeks, and it took me a week to get out to get going. And in the last couple of weeks, I've touched a lot of companies. I try to stay in the same area. But all I wanted to do, this just call it to tell the guys that new people, don't try to get so where you got to know everything, because the customer's going to educate you. They totally educating me. It's just my approach is not the same with every customer. It just depends on the environment that I'm going in is how I approach the customer. And I tell you, it's like I haven't even made a sale, but looks like today I'm going to probably sign up about 3 or 4 people. And it's about building yourself up and get the pipeline. You know, and I just started out with just the leave behind. That's the only thing I have, no cards. I present myself clean and presentable, look, you know, don't look salesman kind of person, but you want to be clean and presentable because you represent the company. But if you just stay at it, I think you, you know, and get you some goals set. And I promise you this thing will work. It's just, it'll just work. You got to get the fear factor out and put your game plan together. And I believe it'll really work for you. And so my goal this month was to just get out there and learn. Don't try to figure out how many I'm going to do and all that kind of stuff. Just get out here and learn, because it's totally new to me from network marketing. It's totally opposite. So I have to change the way I think, change what I say. So I gave myself the first 30 days to do that. And I tell you, it's I'm going to have to go over to Office Depot and get some more lead behinds. And I didn't get no cheap-looking stuff on some thin sheet of paper. I pay for cardboard stock, and it runs about 87 cents a piece, but they look professional. You know, we represent the company, and we represent ourselves. So we want to do an excellent job at that. And I tell you, the customers don't be asking me a whole lot of things I'm hearing on the call. I just think when you got a fear factor in the way, it kind of makes it seem that way. So I thank you for the few minutes I had to say something, but just – you know, we got a great opportunity here, and I don't think there's nobody out there in this industry that can touch us. We just got to go out there and make it happen. So thanks for the few minutes that you give me to say something this morning. I'm loving it, and I can't wait to get out of here. I'm just like, I can't wait. So
Well, I tell you what, Slim, I have no doubt, my friend, that you are going to be wildly successful, because you got – the attitude, and that's all it takes, man. It's all it takes. If you got the right attitude, you'll figure out the little intricacies of whatever you think you might need in this one or that one. I love what you're saying, because every merchant's different. Every person you meet today is different, and you're going to have a different approach with everybody. You have a different approach with everybody you already know, much less people you don't know. That's some very wise wisdom that you're sharing with us there, my friend, and I really appreciate you calling in and making this show what it really is for the other agents in the field. And we're looking forward to you calling back again for another conversation with us, Slim. Well, I'm going to say, Donnie, I think that's a great way to end the show. We've got a lot of people who got their hand raised that they're interested in being a part of the show today or have some questions for us. But
I got to be honest with you guys. We are running out of time. I'm trying to get my computer to act right here. Hold on a second. We're running out of time, and I got to go call on one of my merchants. He's ready to write some business, and he's already called me and wants me to get over there. So I got to go take care of business, and I know that's what you guys are doing. Guys, it's Friday. We'll be back on the radio on Monday. I want to say a special thank you to everyone that called in today. We had a great list of callers. We had Don. We had Ronnie, Bill Toth. We had Izzy. Gary, Barry, Matt, and, you know, Donnie, I tell you what, man, it's been a great show. I'm just excited to be a part of this, just like every one of you, and we are really in the right place at the right time. Guys, stay with it, because it's going to pay off for you handsomely. A special thank you to you for joining Iolo and being part of Team Iolo. Independent agents across America, we rockin' it.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.